Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is Monday, the 23rd, January, 2023. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by my 12-month readings, because it's only once a year. And, like, I only have, I think, 8 spots left. I feel like this has just been my life for a while. But there's only about 8 spots left. And I'm saying that on a Friday. So Monday, it's going to be even less. So check it out. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be," by Maya Angelou. So can I just tell you all the mistakes I'm making today? Not all, it's just one, but it feels like a big one. So I'm cat and dog sitting right now for a friend of a friend, and she lives in this like really fancy apartment building, and it's always like 60 degrees. So it's very cold. And even when it's hot outside, it's still kind of cold, but the temperature dropped. So I was like, oh, let me like, and it's cold outside, it's cold inside. So like, oh, let me turn on the heat and just get like the chill out of the room. So this was 2 seconds ago. I can still smell the burning. So you know where this is going. I turned the heat on and I set off every single fire alarm in this apartment. And it smells like burning. Like, obviously I turned it off, but what, like, how does that happen? Does anybody understand why that happens? And this cannot be the first time she's turned the heat on all year. It was like below freezing, not below freezing, that's traumatic, but it was like freezing levels a week ago. So anyways, I don't know, but like the dog barely will look at me, much less anyone else. I don't want people coming here and being like, what happened? Like, you know, I mean, luckily no one has, right? Like no one's come up here to see what's going on. Thank God, because I cannot handle that. Anyways, smells like burnt. I don't know why. So what are we drinking today? Speaking of burnt, that made no sense. Well, sort of. There's caramel in this. So we are drinking Sip-A-Spell's Witch's Pie Tea. So this tea has the sweetness of chocolate and caramel, and it has nuttiness of pecan, and it's a really complex, really wonderful harvesty cup. And it's caffeine-free. Love. But also it's nice because like we're going so back and forth on this weather and it's really cold here again. So this is great for like cold nights. It's it tastes like pecan pie, which is now a really important thing to me. So my family keeps telling me they like my pecan pie, and I keep telling them, I'm like, you need to tell me if you secretly hate it, because if you secretly hate it, I need to know, because I'm not going to serve you horrible pecan pie for the rest of our lives, you know. But they swear they love it. So they really liked this year's pecan pie, which I added some molasses, and they liked that. So we are talking today about rooibos. So let's talk a little bit about rooibos. This comes to us from aminoapps.com. So let's take a look. So we talked about rooibos quite a lot last time. We went into the history of it pretty in depth and how important it is to South Africa. And that was really cool. So let's talk a little bit about like the magical correspondences. So the only correspondences that they were able to find really corresponds with the idea of fire and the properties of rejuvenation and resiliency, especially towards emotional troubles. Then there's inner peace, dream work, energy, and grounding. So it could be a really, really great tea for if you are just really struggling, I think, struggling maybe emotionally, anxiety, feeling burnt out. I think rooibos is a great option for that because it really hits all of those correspondences. And I think that is pretty neat. Okay, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from abc.net.au. So many dots. The Witchcraft Act saw thousands executed and tortured. Now Scotland is doing something about it. They always say they're doing something about it. Are they actually going to do something? So I actually think the last witchcraft law in England wasn't revoked until like 1954. If that's right, will you be impressed? I'm going to look it up. Just so you know whether to be impressed that I remembered that. Last flaw in England revoked. 1951. You can continue to be underwhelmed by me. Anyways, if I seem hyper, I just had some sugar. Okay, so let's see what they're planning to do about this. Curious on what their grand plan is. So let's see. So around 2,500 people, mostly women, were executed in Scotland between 1536 and 1736 under the country's Witchcraft Act. Now, hundreds of years later, the Parliament of Scotland is doing something about it, starting with a public apology. Ooh, wow. So I do want to put that into perspective for you, what 2,500 people means. There's like this big misconception that like Salem was like this big deal. It was only a big deal because it was kind of sort of recent and in America. So for us, it feels like a big deal. And when I say America, I mean the United States. So in retrospect, Salem was a drop in the bucket. Like, barely exists. Even this 2,500 people in the grand scheme of the people Europe put to death under the witch, like all these for, you know, heresy, is still barely anything. I think that is 1% of what, yeah, that's, I think that math's right. 2,500 people is only 1% of what all of Europe did. So, I mean, a win is a win, but I just wanted to give a little perspective because I do feel like there's a little bit of a misunderstanding in terms of people put to death in the name of, you know, Christianity, in terms of, you know, heretics or, yeah. So those executed under the Witchcraft Act were tortured, locked up, and then ultimately executed with no evidence to go on. Scottish National Party Parliament member Natalie Dawn tells ABCRN's Sunday Extra. Yeah. Up to 4,000 people faced treatment such as being stripped and examined to see if any witches' marks could be found on them, or tortured with sleep deprivation or crushing and pulling out nails. Ugh, I'm not going to keep going. This is gross. So why apologize 300 years later? Great question. That's what I want to know. Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, addresses the apology in Parliament on Women's Day earlier this year. Quote, some will ask why this generation should say sorry for something that happened centuries ago, unquote. Is that not something we've been talking about, like, since 2020? This is, like, a big thing a lot of people are coming to the realization for, is that it's not that you're like, even her saying that is kind of, it's not that you're apologizing for something someone else did. That's not what it is. It's the fact that these acts still affect people today, right? Literally, oh, I could, like, I wrote a whole class about this. We could all have a really deep conversation about how this happened, how it still affects us, the fact it does still affect us. Women were like literally the misogyny and the treatment of non-Christians still continues to this day. And before these people got like a bug up their butt, like women were treated much better and were considered pretty much I mean, cultures are different everywhere, but women were like equal and there wasn't all of this that like we. So it's not that you're apologizing for something someone else did. And I hate when people say that. It's you're apologizing that you set in motion, or not you, but you're the country for which you're representing set in motion a problem that is still existing today. That is the problem. Oh man, maybe I shouldn't record after I've had sugar. I ate like a flourless cake and it was amazing. She says, it is more pertinent to ask why it has taken so long. Surgeon called the accusation, conviction, vilification, and execution of those under the Witchcraft Act in 1563 an egregious historic injustice. She extended a formal posthumous apology on behalf of Scottish government. Dawn says the apology is an important recognition of the past wrongs and what it can teach us about today. Historical witch hunts were a gendered issue, and understanding them as such helps give context to women's continuing inequality, she says. Okay, yeah, so she gets it. we will still see gendered and patriarchal attitudes in modern day. It definitely manifests differently, and we will still see it. Quote, women and girls face an unacceptable level of harassment, threats, abuse, and sexual violence. And fundamentally, I think these behaviors are rooted in the history of misogyny. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And of course, there were men who were killed as well in heresy situations. I think it's like 17%, while 83% were women. So of course, yes, men were put to death too. Like a lot of misogynists in the witch community love to say that. And yeah, of course, men were killed too, because the issue wasn't just women, it was anything anti-church. But men weren't put to death because they were women. The women were put to death because they were women. The men were put to death because they had to actually do something the church deemed bad. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's like when, I mean, we can get into all this, but we're not going to. But the men who were killed weren't killed because of their gender, you know? Or sex, you know? But yeah, so very interesting. The almost 4,000 people tortured and often executed have gone down in history as criminals. The one way that these people can be pardoned, en masse. So yeah, they're kind of pardoning these people retrograde, which, okay. I mean, I'm for it. It's just like, I'm for it. And I get what she's saying about why they're doing it, but it just feels like, you know, sometimes, it just feels like a drop in the bucket. Like, it just feels like so little for what this was. Anyways, I didn't expect us to get into all that today, but I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, January 23rd. The waxing crescent moon continues to innovate in Aquarius today. Here, the moon conjoins Venus and Saturn. We're feeling ready to embrace some constructive, out-of-the-box thinking today. This influence can add some joy to our structure, allowing us to take pleasure in the sussing out of the puzzles before us. While the situation may have frustrated us previously, it now feels like a growth challenge, empowering us to think in ways we didn't know we were capable. Venus conjunct Saturn asks the question, if you're not enjoying it, why are you even doing it? Your daily moon mantra is, happiness is not the absence of problems, it's the ability to deal with them. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Hi, witches. It's me. I did want to share that every December and January, I do 12 month yearly readings. Basically, it is a reading that I do over audio that I email to you, and I go over what your year is going to look like. I give you ideas for what to write down in your planner, how to make hard times a little softer, what I think you can avoid, and what I think you're just going to have to muscle through. And I share good things, and as well as which months you can prep for harder months or ways you can celebrate things. And I absolutely love these readings. I have people who get the readings every year, and nothing makes me happier when I get like an email in August that was like, oh my gosh, your reading was spot on all year, and it just makes my day. So I only offered these in December and January. So if you want to check that out, go to TanyaBrown.Schedulista.com or go to WitchPod.com if you want to schedule that. I stop offering them after January. All right, we are back. So we're moving into our question of the day. This comes to us from Facebook and listener Ashley Schaefer. Ashley says, does anyone have something that's worked for them to wear or keep on your person, talisman, headband, whatever, to prevent absorbing negative energy? Starting a side job as a server again, and it's so emotionally tolling, I want to protect myself. Ooh, yeah, Ashley. I really struggle with having to be on that long. I used to help a friend vending, and I no longer now help a friend vending. And the reason was because she would go until the very last second. So it wasn't like, oh, everyone's gone, there's 20 minutes on the clock, let's start wrapping up. But she would go to the very, very last second. And like, this is fine, I get it, but like, no one's here. No one's here and I'm tired. We've been sitting here for 12 hours and I want to go home. And I would get really frustrated, and I would just like, I would drain so fast. And there were times where I would like have to go out and just sit in my car to try to like, it was just a lot. And so she now no longer asks me to help her, and I would get really moody. So I could not imagine being a server, especially full time, as like an introvert. It seems terrible. So let's look at some suggestions, and then we will look at some as well. But I do want to keep in mind, I think it was last week or the week before, we talked a lot about energy shielding. So that could be really helpful. So let's see. Kat says, my daughter wears black tourmaline and a quartz bracelet when she serves to help deflect negative and draw in positive. Oh, I love that. Oh, maybe. Cute idea. Bear with me. I'm sure there's an Etsy shop somewhere where you can like custom make like a bracelet or something. And maybe you could do like a shielding, bring in good energy, plus money energy. So maybe you could do like black tourmaline and then, I don't know, like citrine and then like green. I don't know anything about crystals, and someone's going to email me and just be like, those combos would actually destroy the world. But wouldn't that be cute? I think you should try. I think you should go for it. Terry says rainbow obsidian. Oh. Donnellan says, I'm an energy sponge. I have to ground myself in the morning before I go to work. Even so, I keep a bottle of cleansing spray I made on me to spray myself throughout the day. Mine is 40 drops of Lang Lang, 3 drops of spearmint, 40 drops of lemon oil, and 20 drops of bergamot mixed with witch hazel and spring water in a small spray bottle. I still have to center myself and be in silence when I get back home each day. I love that. Lilith says, I'm big on protection from my ancestors. I have my grandmother's favorite necklace, large black stone. When I ask stone people about it, I get different answers. Yeah. I have a necklace, which was the last jewelry my dad bought me. So yeah, Lilith seems to like really focus on family and ancestors. Melanie says, vaguely related. When I was a server, I tracked it and I made my biggest tips the day I wore green eyeshadow. You know what I think that is? Okay, so Melanie says she thinks it's because green is a great color for tranquility and can symbolize money and wealth. I actually heard recently, people will tip more if you look more like a child because, patriarchy. So re like really bright or like maybe bright colored eyeshadow makes you look really young. Just an idea. Okay, let's see what we've got for this. Okay. Hang on, let's see. Okay. So honestly, I think the advice from our listeners, and then if you go back and listen to that shielding episode we just did, I think that is really helpful. And honestly, I think that's better than like what we have. So I think that's really good advice. I like the idea of like the herbal cleansing spray that was mentioned. And stones are really popular just because it's easy to deal with on the job. It's hard to give you ideas for herbs and stuff because you're working. But yeah, I think those are great ideas. So I hope that that helps. Okay, so we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to Margaret McNellis. Margaret, you glorious, magical barn owl. I want to give a shout out to Kelly Zimmerman. Kelly, you scintillating, rule-breaking vampire. Bea Frias, Bea, you avant-garde, transcendent oracle. And then finally, Bad Cat. Bad Cat, you sparkling, perfect moth. Thank you so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. And we do have a card pull today. Our card is Enchantment from the Metaphysical Cannabis deck. All right. The enchantment card encourages you to raise your glass, and in this glass are your plant spirit companions, transmuted into the water to deliver joy, dancing, and celebration. We know through the study of epigenetics that it's environmental that signals the gene. If our emotions are the end product of any experience in an environment, it is our emotions that turn that gene expression on and off. So, especially if you feel sad and this card has come to you, toast to you and yours. All right. So that's all I've got for you today. I do have a quick announcement. Which Way, one of our printed guides, is out. These are really beautiful magazines. Gorgeous for your home. Of course, they have the best information from the last year of Which Way. This one is the herbal guide. So it's going to have a lot of information about herbs, recipes, things like that. And I also think it's our first bright, not bright pink, but like our first pink printed issue. And it's really beautiful. So that is now available on whichwaymag.com in the store. And you can check it out. They're really beautiful as like coffee table magazines. And they are collectible because once we are out, we're out. And yeah, that's it. So that's all I've got for you. Don't forget to books, decks, headlines, sources, blah, 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 podcast description, witchpod.com. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches. We hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour timeout to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. No one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements, because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket. My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.